airy nothings. It was hardly surprising that the great labour of fashioning the Sunnah took Muslim scholars so long. Such was the compendious quantity of sayings attributed to the Prophet that only in the 11th Christian century, some 400 years after his death, could jurists plausibly claim to have bagged the lot. Even then, however, they could not relax. An even greater challenge awaited them. Defining precisely what it was that God, speaking through his prophet, had bestowed upon the Muslim people. Naturally, fathoming the purposes of an omnipotent and omniscient deity was no simple matter. As one 9th-century scholar, in a tone of awed defeatism, had put it, "Imagination does not reach him, and thinking does not comprehend him." In the event, it would take 600 long years of bitter and occasionally murderous argument before scholars of the Sunnah could finally be brought to agree on the nature of the Quran, that it was eternal, not created, and divine, not a reflection of God. There were certain problems altogether too critical, too sensitive, too awkward to be rushed. Muslim theologians were not the first to wrestle with the implications of this. Long before the words of God manifested themselves in the mouth of Muhammad, Christians too had struggled to explain how a deity who transcended time and space might conceivably have descended from heaven to earth. But they identified this intrusion of the divine into the realm of the mortal with a person rather than a book had done nothing to lessen the challenge. Indeed, Christians had wrangled over the nature of Christ for quite as long as Muslim scholars would go on to debate the nature of the Quran. Admittedly, in the early years of the Christian faith, these arguments had hardly been such as to disturb the councils of nations. But during late antiquity, when emperors and kings started to wrestle with them too, whole empires were transformed by the arcana of such debates. Just as the civilization of Islam would be transfigured by the musings of philosophers, so would Christendom. East and West, much of the world was destined to bear witness to what had been, perhaps, the most startling discovery.